Al, this is a game we're going to talk about today that you have been telling me to play for a long time.
I've been pushing you on it, yeah.
Yeah, you've been pushing me into a well of it.
Wow.
Hello, welcome to this week's episode of the Seasonal Anime Checkup OVA. It's a podcast where you have conversations about video games, anime, and manga. Hello, I'm Jared, joined as always by Doc Al and Lady
Hello.
This is episode 385, and we are going to talk about Golden Sun.
The original one on the Game Boy Advance.
Not Boktai. It's a different game involving the sun.
What?
Sun games.
Sun games.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This is out on the Switch Game Boy Advance stuff, which is how I played it and you played it as well. I don't remember when that came out.
I think it was January or February. It was during
January.
The RPG
Bonanza.
Bananas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
January 2024 is when that and the sequel came out on the Switch, so that's how we played that.
You have to have both, or else you don't get the full story.
Yeah, apparently that is the case.
Yeah, I don't know if you knew that going in or not.
No. This game came out originally on the Game Boy Advance in Japan on August the 1st, 2001, in North America on November 12th, 2001, and in the European region on February 22nd, 2002.
Can I tell you a funny story?
We'll judge if it's funny or not.
It's funny. I was playing this the other day, and I was talking to my mom. She was asking, you know, hey, what are you up to today? And I'm like, oh, I'm playing Golden Sun. And she was asking me, you know, what that game is and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, yeah, you know, I originally played this. Keller got me this game when he was in high school, and he was working at OnQ. And she's like, wow, you're playing an old game. I was like, mother!
I mean, she's not wrong.
You call it as old? She's like, yeah.
This game is 23 years old almost.
Yeah, I know. but yeah, I was like, yeah, you got... Which, can we talk about how nice that is that my brother was a teenager in high school working like a job and he brought his little sister home a little Game Boy Advance RPG? That's so nice.
Ego kid.
He's like, my little sister is a fiend for RPGs. Here you go, kid.
An RPG fiend.
RPG fiend? I mean, is he wrong?
No.
No.
Definitely not.
It was kind of hard to play on the GBA with no backlight, though.
The original GBA, yeah. I can imagine.
Well, that's what I had. I didn't have anything.
Gotta go sit next to the window when the sun's out.
Yeah.
Gotta hold up a flashlight. hold up a flashlight to the screen.
Had to like be right under a lamp or something.
Mm-hmm. Or get the squiggly plug-in light.
I didn't know that.
Oh, you're missing out.
I know. I missed out on a lot of accessories for the GBA.
Let's see here. This game got on the Metacritic as a 91 out of 100 from reviews back in the day.
Back in the day.
It won Handheld Game of the Year at the 2002 Golden Joystick Awards.
Wow.
Let's see here. Anything else that it won? It was apparently named IGN's 24th best Game Boy Advance game of all time. It was the 31st best game made on a Nintendo system in Nintendo Power's top 200 games list.
Wow.
So there's all that. It would go on to sell 740,000 copies in the US and another 338,000 in Japan. This, of course, would also get followed up by the sequel and then another game on the DS in 2010. It would be re-released on the Virtual Console in April 2014, and then also, as we said, on the Switch Online doohickey in January of this year.
This year. It was a birthday gift to us.
This year. Let's talk about the development of this game.
Okay.
Camelot. They're the makers of this game. They spent between 12 and 18 months developing Golden Sun, considered a long time for a handheld video game. IGN described the finished product as a testament to the positive results a long development cycle can bring. Interesting wording.
A long development cycle.
Camelot was no stranger to role-playing games, having previously developed the Shining Force series on a bunch of Sega consoles. And then basically outside of that and this, they've just been making Mario sports games.
Yeah.
Since, let's see here, 1999. That's their MO is just, we make sports games and then occasionally we'll dabble in an RPG every blue moon, every decade or so. So yeah, that is the Camelot and that is what they're known for. They originally planned to create a single game instead of a series, and in the early stages of the project created a game design document for Golden Sun on the Nintendo 64.
That would have been interesting.
When it became apparent the N64 was being replaced by the GameCube, Camelot shifted their focus to making a game on the handheld GBA. Due to the developer's ambitions for the scope of the game and the hardware limitations of a single Game Boy Advance cartridge, the single game was expanded to become two. Scenario writer Hiroyuki Takahashi and director Shugo Takahashi had previously designed Shining Force 3, where the story involved playing through the perspectives of both the good and bad characters. They incorporate elements of the storytelling mythology into the two-game setup of the Golden Sun series, having the player control the protagonist in Golden Sun and the antagonist in the follow-up.
Spoiler for you.
Oh, no. A major goal of Golden Sun was to make the game's magic usable outside battle for puzzles and offer players a higher level of freedom in how to approach events, rather than a linear story that could only be experienced one way. Camelot's president Hiroyuki Takahashi has asserted that players would be unable to experience all story paths in a single playthrough, and that this combined with the game's multiplayer mode would add to Golden Sun's replay value. You know, that hotly sought after multiplayer mode.
I never played the I clarified to you, like, I had no friends, so I didn't play the multiplayer mode.
But it's just like a battle arena, so.
It is, yeah. And I think you probably can do all the story paths in a single. I mean, you can't do, like, there are, like, timed events that if you do them wrong, then, like, something else happens. And I guess that could technically be a story path.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you're going to go for, like, 100% full story, all that, like, you can do it in one playthrough. So I don't know about that, but anyway, continue.
In August of 2000, Camelot showed an early but playable version at the Nintendo Space World Expo in Japan. The game was intended to launch alongside the Game Boy Advance, but slipped to the summer and released in Japan in August 2001. While it was eagerly anticipated in the West, players had to make do with Japanese language imports until the game was localized and released in North America in November and Europe in February 2002. So yeah, Golden Sun. It is a video game.
I like that in the reception section here, it says, reviews often noted that the series did not necessarily break new ground, but executed its formula extremely well. And I agree with that. It's not like the most groundbreaking RPG you'll ever play in your entire life. It's not going to make you cry or anything.
No, the story is very basic.
It's very basic. But it's just like a fun little romp with your GBA or your Switch in your bed.
Yeah, there's definitely parts of this game where you're just kind of doing stuff and then, like, the story's just not happening. I'm just like, Like, it makes sense,
like, huh.
When you come out of this that, like, oh, it is a two-part game. But, like, I feel like if I had played this at the time and, like, this left on a cliffhanger, I'd be like, hey, what the f*** is this?
So that was a normal thing that people went through, is that, like, they got to the end. They're like, all right, let's go to the next two lighthouse. Oh.
Sorry, you gotta wait till next year.
Oh, no. I wasn't bothered by it.
Okay, so Japanese audiences, they had to wait about a year. U.S. Okay. audiences had to wait a year and a half to get Lost Age.
I remember I got Lost Age, like, at launch.
Yeah, that was in April of 2003.
I was like, I need to know.
Like, I thought that this would have been a thing where, like, they were released very close to each other, but that doesn't seem to be the case here.
Nope.
It's a bold gamble to do here.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Yeah, like I think as a handheld RPG, it totally is very viable. Like the gameplay is totally fine. It's pretty basic in terms of like what it does. I think the gen system kind of allows you to do more within that gameplay, but like you're not really, you don't have like a job system or anything. Like I guess you kind of do, but
You do.
not in the like the traditional sense you would think of. And it's not really necessary that you have to use it like that. You can just gonna be like, I'll just throw your elements on one character and have fun.
Yeah, so that's like the normal way of doing it is like Isaac gets all your Venus gin. Mia gets your Mercury. Garrett gets all your Mars, and Ivan gets your Jupiter. Like that's the intended way to do it. But if you mix and match, you can actually change the class. And you can change what kind of magic they can use. So like there are multiple times throughout the game where like I would have Isaac spec'd for his Venus stuff. But then I need to like use growth on something, so I'll throw Mars on him so he can use growth. And you can like initially spec Ivan so he can help you heal because Isaac is not the best healer. And then you get Mia, and then she takes over, and you're like, all right, well, you're in charge now.
Have
Have
fun.
fun. So you can play around with the classes, and there are some like nice guides of like, hey, here's a really cool class to try out. But
Sure.
I never really did that. I just stuck to the classics. It works.
Yeah, it
It's fine.
100% does. You can also basically like manipulate the HP and MP of everyone, or I guess the PP of everyone, I should say, with having the gen set so you can summon them, or you can just have them just chilling so you have more
Yeah, it
stats.
completely influences your stats. And then if you have them on standby, then you can summon them into big summons.
Summons.
Well, like if you have four Venus gen like on standby, then you can summon Judgment. I
That
think that's
sounds
correct.
right.
And so like it's always a good thing to have those ready to fly in bosses because
Yeah,
they can do
100%.
like
But like
extreme damage.
when you're just going around the map, just chilling and going through dungeons, you don't necessarily have to have those set, so you can just
Yeah, I just always have them set.
have your characters have a lot of HP and just chill.
Yeah, like you have to have a little bit of a strategy because if you have things on standby during boss fights, like your HP is going to drop. So you have to be careful that you're not like, how do I find a way to say this without saying the phrase I'm thinking?
I don't know. I don't know what the phrase you're thinking is, so it's a great question.
It's inappropriate.
I'm not surprised.
Anyway, you don't want to like screw the pooch by having yourself like all on standby ready to do these summons, but then you've dropped your HP by like 80 and you can get wiped out by a boss. Or like you have one of your characters who like with Mia, for instance, if she has four of the Mercury gen on set, she can use a multi-heal. But if you use more of those, then she can only do the single heal. So like you have to be careful, like, oh, well, in this boss fight, does it make more sense for me to have the multi-heal, or can I risk having a single heal for a minute? Just a little bit of strategy.
Just a
A little
little bit of
bit. Not a whole
strategy.
lot, but a little bit. A little
A
bit.
little bit.
But then you can also use the magic stuff, the synergy on the field.
Yeah, so like there's various things that like they said, like there's puzzles and everything that require you to do certain things, like you can create ice. I want to say sticks, but that's definitely not the way to ice columns,
Pillars.
pillars or columns essentially. So you can like hop over stuff and do all that sort of things. You can move like pieces in the environment to, you know, get them in the specific way you need or get them out of your way. You can make little vines grow. You can grab nuts out of the tree.
You lift up
You can
rocks.
lift up rocks, yeah. So there's a bunch of little thingies that they let you to do to, you know, make the puzzles in the game a little bit more challenging and also just give it more variety than just like you just running around the map just doing stuff.
When it comes to that kind of stuff, it feels kind of like a Zelda RPG, and that you're having to like solve these puzzles. I really like that. Although some of them can get annoying.
So yeah, like I think if you look at this as like a RPG on the on a GBA specifically, like a handheld RPG specifically, like, and you know, thinking back to like how a lot of handheld JRPGs at the time were like looked at like previous to the GBA and everything, like this is definitely something that is like head and shoulders above most everything else that would have been in the genre at that point.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think when you come to it today, it's not necessary. I wouldn't say it's like a groundbreaking JRPG. I think even you said that earlier, but like, it's weird to see like all of these like extremely high scores for it within like in the within hindsight. But like, I understand why that would be the case because like, you look at this and you see everything else, and it's like, oh, this is head and shoulders above everything else. Why would you not want to play this? But like, you know, 23 years later, it's like, it's an okay JRPG. It's fine. It's not bad. It's, you know, it's nothing like that or anything. But like, it's not doing anything like super advanced or groundbreaking that you wouldn't have already played before, you know, on console or on handheld at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not gonna have a story that's gonna like blow you away or make you feel a whole lot of stuff. They basically like spoil you on the twist in the first like 30 minutes, I think. Yeah. It's like pretty much immediately they're like, oh, Felix lived. Whoa. So they didn't really even give you any kind of like mystery there. There's like, yeah, here he is. It's fine.
Hello,
Anyway, I'm
I'm
taking
back.
Jenna. Take off your mask. Okay, that's fine.
It is
Like, you find
me.
out why later in the second game why all this is going on
Right.
and why he would work with them and why Jenna would keep going along with them. But at this point, it's just weird because it's like, oh, hey, we just gave you this big mystery that we solved 5 minutes later. And then there's not really a mystery anymore in the game. It's just following them around. So like, yeah, the story isn't very deep.
But you really don't need
Isaac
it to
is
be,
silent.
especially for a handheld.
No, you don't. And I mean, like, that's one thing to consider is that like this was something that you could like pick up and put down, and that was really nice. Although I imagine that if you put it down for too long, you'd probably forget where the hell you were and
Oh,
what you were
for
doing.
sure. It'd be very easy to do that.
Very easy.
Like JRPGs on handhelds definitely evolved a lot after this game came out. Like, you know, stuff on the DS, the 3DS, the Vita, the PSP, all that sort of stuff. Like, they definitely got more advanced. They got deeper stories because it wasn't necessarily like a you have to like think of a person just picking up and playing it and putting it down and doing that sort of stuff. Like, or that you're going to be necessarily making a game for like younger audiences, which is probably, you know, what they were thinking of when they were making a lot of Game Boy games and all that sort of stuff. So it is hard to kind of like grapple with that, like especially that hindsight of how these games would evolve over time. But it is interesting to see like how they were able to make a big sweeping JRPG for the GBA within, like, you know, its first year, and have it be something that was pretty successful. And like, you would probably see that later on they would, you know, port other JRPGs to the GBA. I think they put out some like Final Fantasies on here,
4 and 6 and 5.
Yeah, so like, without this game, it probably would have been hard to make the argument that, like, oh, you know, people will come to this console in particular to play these games.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an interesting thing, I think.
It was definitely an experiment, I think.
Yeah, especially for a team that's been making sports games for a hot minute.
But yeah, like I said, one of the things that's weird is that Isaac just does not speak. Like, I know they're doing the silent protagonist thing, but it's always funny when Garrett's like, his name's Isaac. And we know that Isaac can speak because he gives a text box at the very end.
And there's like definitely points in the game where like he talks. He's talking to the other characters, but they just don't have him say, like, he doesn't have text boxes. It's just them reacting to something he allegedly said.
Again, it's very Link coded.
Yeah.
Because you know that Link is talking to people, but you don't actually know what he's saying. Like, what if Isaac's just this weird-ass troll of a guy?
I mean, he's friends with Gart.
Gart. I always called him Garrett.
What?
Do you think his name is Gart?
No, it probably is Garrett because they only have 5 letters to put in the text box. But it just looks like his name is Gart.
Gart.
Also, I named Isaac at Isaac. Or at Isaac.
At Isaac? Isaac.
Yeah, so he looks like he's just giving out his Twitter handle to everyone.
Garrett's like, this is him. This is his Twitter handle. Go follow him.
Yeah, follow me on the social medias.
But yeah, he at the very end of the game, he gets his first text box.
Which is just exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point.
Correct. But he has this little character portrait and everything. You're like, wow, look at you. Yeah, he just kind of wakes up and is like, woo!
It's like a cat.
Why'd you turn him into an old man?
I'm an old man. Maybe he's an old man. We just don't know that.
Maybe. He's actually 17, though.
I mean, that's old.
Is it?
All the characters as well are kind of like pretty basic. Like, Garrett is just like these traditional best friend character who's also kind of an a** at times. Ivan is like the cool-headed one. And then Mia's just the girl.
The girl. I mean, you're not wrong.
And then Jenna's the other girl.
The archetypes you need.
Yeah. Protagonist, the hothead, cool-head, girl.
Girl. What else do you need?
All you need. And then like, I mean, the antagonists are also just kind of like one dimensional, like, we want to do this one thing and we're going to take the things from you and that's it. See you later.
Satyros has like that like wild like half shaved head.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, look at you, you're all fancy. But yeah, they do not go into any like real reasons why Felix is working with them, why Jenna's going along with them, why Alex is there. What,
he shows
what
up like two Alex times doing? And he's just like, hey, what's up, all right, later. And then you see him at the end of the game, and that's basically all you get to see of him.
You're gonna be even more weirded out by Alex in the next game.
Oh boy.
Yeah, because he basically just pops in sometimes. He's like, hey, what up. All right, goodbye.
See you later.
He's like, Alex, why? Ah. So yeah, it's like a lot of your motivation is we have to save Jenna, we have to save Creighton, we have to figure out what.
But also, we're gonna go do this other stuff first.
We got to get these magic star things back.
Mm-hmm.
What are they called?
Elemental stones.
Elemental stone.
Stars?
Elemental?
Stones?
Stars? I think it's stars.
Stone stars? Star stones?
Because they're being used to light the lighthouses.
Elemental stars, yeah.
Because of alchemy.
Alchemy's too dangerous.
Dangerous. You are dangerous, alchemist.
Ah.
And like the adepts are
Just people who
they try
could.
and act like they're rare.
But you see a bunch of them.
You see a bunch of them, you're like, aren't
There was three in your town.
Yeah. Well, and everybody in your town can use it to an extent.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's not like the rare. And then you just like casually run into Ivan and Mia and they're like, oh hey, by the way, we also can. And then Jenna and Felix and the antagonists. You're like, Alex? Who are these people? They're not all that unusual to have adepts. And then there's some other people you run into that you're like, you have adjacent abilities.
Yeah. I also kept
Like that old
seeing
man.
the word synergy, which is that's the magic in this game, but they put a P in front of synergy essentially. I always wanted to
Yes.
look at that and say it was psi energy.
Psi energy?
Like psychic
Maybe
energy.
it is. Maybe that's how it's
But
pronounced.
it's definitely synergy.
You think so?
Yeah, because that's how it looks and you would pronounce it that way. You wouldn't pronounce it psi negri. That would be
Yeah, I mean,
weird.
I always called it synergy,
Yeah.
but it's your magic.
Your magic.
Your magic.
There was that
We
girl.
got bullied by
We
tree.
got bullied by a tree. There was that girl that they showed up at the end, and I was like, I don't know who you are. Why are you important?
Shava?
Yeah.
She's a playable character in the next game.
I think I just didn't go into one of the houses in the desert town where I guess you learn about her getting kidnapped and everything. So like they kept bringing her up and I was like, who are you talking about? Who is this person?
You can also talk to her in the Colosseum town while she's kidnapped, and she'll talk to you a little bit.
I think I just didn't do any of that.
Oops.
So like they just kept bringing her up and then she has like this the moments at the end of the game and I'm just like, I don't know who you are. You're just a person here, I guess. I don't know. All right,
Just a gal.
whatever. You
Yeah,
exist.
she's the party member in the next game. Like I said, you get two girl characters in the next game.
Wow.
I know you get Jenna and Sheba. I don't know how you want to say her name.
You just want to say her name like Sheva.
Sheva. Yeah, I basically do. Yeah, she does kind of show up if you don't actually like find the people who are talking about her.
Yeah, she just shows up, and I'm like, okay, random
Like everybody in
girl.
the desert is like, we gotta find her.
Yeah, they're also
Ah!
like, we gotta find this girl. And I'm like, I don't. Again, who are we talking about?
Who?
Who is
What?
this person?
Why? Huh?
Why do we gotta find? I mean, I guess we gotta find him because it's important to this other character. But like, I don't know who we're talking about. Who is this person?
Did you win the Coliseum, by the way?
Yes.
Yay! Proud of you.
I was the champion.
I was
I
also
made
the
everyone
champion.
cheat for me.
I also made everyone cheat for me.
Thumbs up.
Yay!
I did like so I did that. I think I did most of the side stuff, or like I at least tried to. I did like half of the bonus dungeon. Where you I guess
Oh,
you.
the Crossbone Isle.
Yeah, because I thought that was part of the game, and you just had to do it. And then they're like, "Oh, you come back, and you'll come back and do this later." And then like that's where like all the secret bosses. And I was like, "Oh, okay. Well, I'm not coming back in. I don't really want to do
You can get
that."
some really good stuff there.
Yeah, you can, but also I just you know, I had
Well, what I was
I
gonna
was on the
say.
timer. I had
No, you're valid. You're valid. What I was gonna say is there's some really good stuff there, but the super boss himself is lame and doesn't really give you anything. It's not worth it. But I did break the fight,
How did you
and
break?
that was
So
good.
you wanted me to bring this up in the podcast. How did you break this fight?
Okay, so let me try and remember what the gen names are in Golden Sun. So there are some abilities that you can use with, I mean, it's a Mars and a Venus. I'm trying to remember what the one is called. It doesn't really matter. Essentially, what you do is that two of your characters are going to be consistently setting and standbying your there's setting and then using the ability of these two djinn. So I always had Garrett using one that would basically boost defense, and then the next round I'd have Isaac use one that would boost defense, and then have Garrett set while Isaac was using his rinse and repeat. So basically, every single attack that the boss did on me, it was like 15 HP.
Nice.
Yeah, so it takes a long time to get through that fight when you do it that way.
Sure.
But like he literally could not hurt me, and it rules. It's really, really good. Can't remember
There's a lot,
what
they have a lot
the
of names. I could not tell you,
they
I
do.
couldn't tell you a difference between any of them. Well, I mean, I know the differences. I couldn't tell you like the names of them or anything. It's just like they do stuff.
They do stuff.
They're the
You are
fire
correct. They
ones, they're
do.
the water ones. That's all I can tell you.
Yay. Yeah, I don't remember what they're called. But anyway, it doesn't matter. That's how I broke it.
You just you went into turtle mode and then
I did. I turtled the whole
you
time. I
turtled
was
and
like,
were
you
just like, I'm
know.
just gonna wait this out and you're gonna bring this fight to me, but it's gonna be very slow and plodding and you're going to deal with it, Mr. Secret Boss. He's like, okay.
He's a undead pirate.
Yarr.
Yar. Okay, so the Venus one is granite. When granite is unleashed in battle, the user produces an effect that reduces all damage the entire party would take for the rest of current turn by 50%. So that's the one that Isaac would throw down. And then
I know there's
do do
two
do.
Mars gens that are like, one of them is like it buffs defense for everyone. And then there's another
Yeah.
one that like basically reduces all hits to like very minimum.
Okay, so that's the one. Flash. Flash is the Mars. When Flash is unleashed in battle, the user produces an effect that reduces all damage the entire party would take for the rest of the current turn by 90%.
Yeah.
So, like, obviously, the Isaac one would take more damage because it's 50%. But if you just keep flipping between them and setting, like, you literally can't tie. It just takes a long time. And then you have, like, Ivan and Mia that you have to rely on as your damage
Which
dealers.
makes it a little bit more difficult because they are not necessarily the
They're
big damage
not damage
dealers.
dealers. No. Like, he. I think Ivan is functional as like if you're maging it up. Like he can do some pretty decent damage as a mage,
Yeah.
but the problem is you run out of PP too fast.
Hey.
Anyway, that's how I did it.
Is also saying something
The
because usually
end.
he has like the most out of everyone. It's like, is it him and me or like they're the two that have the most?
Oh, yeah, but if you're turtling,
Well,
then
yeah.
it goes real quick.
I know there are like there are gen abilities that you could use that were like it restores your PP, but
Yes.
then you have to use those. But there's all I mean you could also use the items, which does help it probably a little bit, but you don't get a lot of those.
I was throwing those down because it was a super boss, and I was like, whatever, if I can beat this guy, then I can beat the final boss easy
Yeah.
peasy.
I had a little struggle with the final boss.
It can be rough,
Yeah.
because it does that like space attack, and that hurts.
Especially if it does like twice in a row or like does that like another big hit, you're just like,
Ooh. That's pretty rough.
it's pretty rough, yeah.
But they're a dragon.
But I was able to get through it. I had to do a lot of rewinding.
I forgot you can rewind.
Yeah, you can do that. I did that a lot.
Damn. You know, when I was fighting that boss on Sunday in the second game and I was struggling so bad, I just kept loading save states and I could have just
You
been
fool.
rewinding
You
the whole
fool.
time. What is wrong with me?
You
Ah.
fool. But yeah, I basically had to do that a lot of rewinding because I would just get to like, oh, half my party's dead, and then like, these are people who don't
Ooh.
have revives or anything, so it's like, oh, let's just go back in time and try again, see what we do differently. And basically, it just turned into like, the boys would just be the damage dealers, and Mia just healed every turn, and
Yeah.
that basically worked.
I mean, that's how I got through that fight is Mia was constantly healing, which sucks because like her water damage is good against the dragons because they're fire. But I just sucked it up because I was like, you need to heal. That's it. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, so like I would just like do that, throw out some djinn stuff here and there so like I could bank them for summons. Throughout I think I threw out the Venus and Mars summons, and then just like started whittling it down as much as I could, and
No
then
Jupiter?
I don't th think I don't know if I did or not. Maybe I did or maybe I didn't. But either way, like it was basically 'cause I for some reason I just didn't. I don't know why.
Thor.
Thor. But yeah, I was just doing that and then just chipping away at it until it finally went down. And I was like, yay.
Yay, beat the game.
And I
Then
kinda
Felix has to throw himself into the ocean.
Yep. And was like, well, that was weird anyways.
I like how everyone was like, how did it split in two and then come back together? Eh, oh well, moving on.
We gotta get on a boat.
Yeah, we gotta get on this boat. We talked to the old man who can cloak himself and he's old.
Huh. Old man.
Man's 150 years old.
I'm an old man.
He's running out of
He is
juice.
running out of juice. I will also say as well, like, it is a GBA game, so when you blow it up onto a big TV,
Oh
doesn't
yeah, it does
necessarily
not.
look the best.
It does not look as
But it's
good.
totally fine when you're like playing handheld.
Yeah, the pixel art blown up is a little rough, but I mean, it does definitely look fine on
Yeah,
handheld
that's
mode.
just the GBA in general, or like a lot of handheld stuff in general, is when it gets blown up to bigger screens, it loses that luster. For sure. But yeah.
I'm glad I finally got you to play this game. I know it's not like your favorite game ever and it's not going to change your life or anything. But like this was an important game for me and I really, really like it still. So I'm glad that you finally got to play. Like this is not going to be a Shadow Hearts for you.
No, like I don't think it's supposed to be.
No, it's not.
But yeah, like I like
I never
yeah,
expected it to
yeah.
be.
Like I said earlier, like I think this game's totally fine. It's really good at what it does and being like a good handheld JRPG at the, you know, the beginning of the 21st century.
Oh God.
Make you feel old.
It hit me again with a wow, it's an old game. Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Mom. I have one thing that I really want to ask you though.
Okay.
How did you feel about the vocal bleep bleeps? Beep 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 beep
It's fine.
beep 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 beep.
I mean that's like, you know, Ace Attorney and all that stuff was doing that at the
Ace
same
Attorney,
time, and like that's a GBA game, so it's like I definitely wasn't going into this thinking, oh, they're gonna have voice acting in a GBA game. Like, no, not a chance.
you can't turn it off. I don't know if you knew that or not.
It's not like intrusive or anything. And like,
No. I was just saying that that is an option in the menu. You can
yeah,
also
like, but I'm
change
no, I'm just saying
the
like
menu
it's not
colors.
annoying. I did change the menu color.
What color did you go with?
What color did I go with? I don't
I don't.
remember. I think it may be like
I'm
blue
asking
or
you.
something. Blue or
I always go
green?
blue.
I don't remember. But either way, like I
Like
think
an aqua.
the little beeps are fine. Like it gives each character their own personality, which helps a lot in terms of like differentiating them and all that sort of stuff. So,
I always think it's funny how high Mia's is.
well, of course, she's girl.
She's girl. Girl has to have the bleep bleeps that are very
Or when like
high.
you run into adults and it's like,
Oh, So now that you've actually beaten the game and you know how things work, can I tell you the tragedy of what happened to me when I was playing the end of the game?
Like now or when you were a kid?
No, now,
Okay.
like a few days ago.
Go ahead.
Caller, go
Call
ahead.
or go ahead.
So I did the entirety of the final lighthouse and then got to like the very last section of it where it was the point of no return.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna go do the super boss real quick and I'll do all those levels.
Yeah.
And I unlocked this one section. I was like, oh, I'll just come back in this way. No, you have to redo that entire lighthouse from the very beginning if
That's
you leave.
stinky. I would not
The
want to redo that.
entire
Because there's a lot
lighthouse.
of stuff you gotta do in there.
There's a lot of stuff you have to do, like all the sand puzzles you have to do again, and all the shifting of stuff.
Well, I'm glad I didn't do
Every
that.
single thing I had to redo it, and
Nope.
like, this sucks.
Don't want that.
Nope. So I was real sad. I was really, really sad about that because I did
I
not want to
remember
have to redo it. And I
you
thought,
mentioning that and like saying you had to like redo the last dungeon or something, and I didn't know exactly which one you meant.
the entirety of the last lighthouse.
Oofa doofa.
Because I went into the cavern and fought an undead pirate.
Durr.
Yarr. Yo ho, me mateys.
Yo ho.
Yo ho.
Oh yeah, that's Golden
But then I
Sun.
killed a dragon.
And you didn't kill a
Yeah.
dragon. You turtled it to death.
I turtled. Well, I didn't turtle a dragon to death. I turtled the pirate to death.
Oh yeah, no, you're right. Sorry.
Yeah, the dragon I just fought normally. And then we got a boat. And then we're sailing off into the sunset. And then you get the credits. And you're like, wait a minute, where's the
Yep.
rest of this game?
I also didn't realize that the password stuff was like a secret like button combination you had to put in. I thought it was just like you beat the game and it's like, all right, here's the password you want to, make it to the next
Nope.
game. It's like it came back to like the main menu and like there's no load or anything. It's like, huh? What? Huh? Then I had to look and it's like, oh, you gotta put in this button combination and then it'll unlock a secret thing on the menu.
And that's only explained in the Lost Stage manual.
I mean, I guess, yeah, that would make sense because, like, when you're playing the first game, like, there's no second game out yet, so, like, why would you need to know that?
Right. And it would be weird, like, for you to have that, and you're like, why is this here? Like, what do I do with this menu option?
Right. But it is,
So they hide it, obviously,
yeah,
but
it's interesting that like it was in there at the get-go. It's like it's one of those fun
yeah.
things of like here's something that was hidden in the game and then you find out about it later.
It feels very old school in terms of like how things work, that like you would have a certain button combo you'd press to like unlock things.
Yeah.
And I think it's fun, but yeah, the only way you'd know about it is if you read the manual of Lost Age.
And then you got to put in a 200 character code to transfer your stuff over.
It takes a long time.
And if you've messed it up, it takes even longer.
Did you mess it up?
Maybe.
Oh no. How did you mess
I had
it up?
three characters wrong, and it was just like I found the first two pretty quickly, and then like the last one I was just like scrolling through and it's like, where is it? And then eventually found it. I was like, oh, thank God.
The
It was
worst.
terrible, but yeah. It is a very convoluted way to port things over to the next game if you want to do that.
If you don't have a friend.
Or if you, well, I mean, that's the only way you could do it on this version we're playing.
On this version, you can technically do it with two switches.
Your two switches.
Oh, thanks. But yeah, this one, like, it makes the most sense. But yeah, putting on that coat, I remember it would being a pain in the ass to do, but I didn't remember it being quite that gnarly. That being said, I cannot imagine having to do this with my handwriting. How did I figure out my codes?
You're able to understand your chicken
200
scratch
characters.
much better when you were younger, apparently.
No, I wasn't.
Or you just
My
got someone
handwriting's
else to write
always
it for
been.
you.
That's possible. I might have got my brother to do it. And I'm pretty sure that like there's a spot in the manual you can write it down. So if I still had the manual, then I could tell you, but I don't still have the manual, so. But yeah, I don't know how I could have done it with my handwriting because my handwriting was still that terrible back then, so. It's a tragedy of bad handwriting, my friend. I can't imagine. But I did it. I did it once, and I did it this time again, but I did it with multiple screenshots on my phone.
It's much smarter, much easier way to do it.
God, it's so much easier. And now I've started the second game.
There you go. Well,
The
that.
mystery of what will happen and why it's called the Golden Sun.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's Golden Sun.
It's a good game.
It is a video game.
Yes. We've got to find out what Velix is up to.
And everyone else. But that's going to do it for us this week. So if you'd like more from us, head on over to seasonlandmycheckup.com or sac.cool. It's where you can find past episodes of this podcast and other podcasts like Jared Now Watch. You can also find columns and reviews on the site as well. If you'd like more from AnnLadium, go to AnnLadium.com. She's got columns and reviews. You can follow us on Twitter and TikTok at Anime Checkup. You can follow us on Blue Sky at seasonlandmycheckup.com. You can buy our books, One Shiny Moment, A Critical Analysis of Love, Life, Sunshine, Hot Tubs, and Pac-Man on Amazon.com. And sports on Patreon, patreon.com/sacova. Buy us a slice of pizza. Get access to unedited versions of the podcast early. Our monthly bonus Patreon podcast as well, and a whole wealth of other bonus content as well. As well, as well, as well. Next week, we'll talk about something else. Who knows? It'll be
Who
something.
knows? Yeah.